plate a potential nugget.
And how do you think about the tightrope between diluting yourself and going too far versus staying to your core? How do people think about that? Because it's a there's a risk of just
going all over. Play to your strengths versus, you know, not adding value because you're in something that's not your strength. Right. So, you know, we have to first approach this with a little realism. So, you know, nobody's going to become a rocket scientist or concert pianist at mid-career. So, you know, we know that. The problem is, just because something is your strength doesn't mean that you love it and you want to do it forever. So people like to play to their strengths. They like to be competent and be adding value for it. But people also like novelty and challenge and learning. It's a human need. And those two can clash. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sometimes people simply change because they can't stand it anymore. Mm-hmm. But they still have to kind of build a bridge because nobody's going to hire them or finance them for something they don't know how to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what the transition process is. Where are you going to build the bridge? What are you going to draw from? Where can you find some common ground? All of that can be quite complicated. And it's often maybe not even the answer you would have thought at the very beginning. You have to learn your way through it.
The point Herminia makes about having a bridge from your current situation to a future possibility is a profound one, and something that we need to solve proactively. Sometimes, it's not a step jump, but more of an organic process. I want to go back to a conversation with Amish Tripathi earlier in the podcast. He's an alumnus of IIM Calcutta, and he was in the business world while had a passion for writing all along that he was cultivating on the side. But he says something really interesting around the timing of when he quit the corporate job.
It was a pragmatic decision. Look, I come from a middle-class family, okay? So I always joke that, bhai, mere paas baap dada ka ashirwad hai, jaidad kuch nahi. So I have to be pragmatic and practical in my career decisions. I have responsibilities. I'm blessed with a child, I have a wife. So I resigned only after my second book. When my royalty check became greater than my salary check.
He goes on to say that had he quit earlier, the commercial pressure would have come in the way of the creative pursuit and he wouldn't have gotten here. Back to Herminia's point, it's critical that we don't see the transition as a one-off event, but something that we architect carefully and ensure that we strike a careful balance between sticking to the core, experimenting, and solving for financial outcomes. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content, please visit playtopotential.com. The website also has content organized by specific themes in the curated playlist section. Given you're listening to this conversation with Herminia, you might specifically find the themes reinventing yourself and navigational principles relevant. The playlist Reinventing Yourself is about leaders who were at inflection points and who were courageous to try different things and move to a different context. This includes Amish Tripathi talking about how he moved from a career in financial services to writing. Rupa Kudwa speaks about moving from Crisil to Umidya Network. Papa CJ speaks about moving from management consulting to stand up. Nanda Nilakeni speaks about moving from Infosys to the UID project and to politics. Atul Kasbekar speaks about moving from being a photographer to becoming a producer. Devdutt Patnaik talks about moving from healthcare to mythology, and so on. Hopefully, the diversity of perspectives will provoke your thinking around how to navigate the transition. The playlist Navigational Principles gives you a flavor of the frameworks that various people used to deal with the various inflection points. In a world with more divergent pathways than before, the quality of the steering wheel is possibly as important, if not more important, than the quality of the engine we have in our car. This playlist gives you some thought starters which will help you build a more robust steering wheel for yourself. You can access these playlists in the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com. And to know more about the leadership and transition advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com. Bye now.